Kanye West is saying we're all one, and you know, and we should love everybody. You know what you're saying? Mm-hmm. No, you're not supposed to love everybody. What you're supposed to do is learn to know and love yourself, and through knowing and loving yourself, you'll know and love God. When you know and love God, you will recognize God in other people. Right now, Kanye West is not recognizing God or good and evil in other people because
no, he's not.
Yeah.
For questions, comments, and to show your support, visit us on the web at afroempath.com.
Well, his interview didn't make me anxious. Like the first one that I watched, this Charlemagne. Mm-hmm. I actually liked it. I was calm through the whole interview, and I noticed he was going up and down and in and out, but he had a lot to say. A lot of truth to say and a lot of good things to say. But then there's another part of him that seems sunken. It's like somebody else is puppeteering him. But then at the same time, he still seems like he knows shit. So I don't know. I don't know. What did you get from the interview?
A lot of people, most people don't meditate.
Mm-hmm.
The reason you have mental breakdowns in the first place is because you don't meditate. Period. Because you don't meditate. Period. That's it. You're not taking time. You're feeding your ego. You're feeding your humanity and your body. But your spirit is not being fed. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yes. Yeah.
And if you wanted to have a perfect world, right, and create a perfect world, you would have stayed in heaven, wouldn't you? Right? Not kill yourself to build homes in the matrix. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I'm not kill yourself, but like, you know, got to the point where you're having a mental breakdown. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, I'm saying that, sometimes you can, you know, I know because I've taken on the Messiah complex, right? And the Messiah complex is not necessarily a bad thing, but it is at first. Right, because even Christ himself initially went about changing the world in a it's not a wrong way, but a way that at least initially was haphazard. It was still a test, but it still was not the way to. It was a path towards enlightenment, but it still wasn't the way. If that makes any sense. You know what I'm saying? Meaning
that's what Kanye is doing right now.
That's what he's doing. Yeah, exactly. He wants to make the world a better place. I can tell now. You know what I'm saying? It's more than just music for him. You know, it's more than just music for him. And I respect that. But at the same time, as someone who's tried to make the world a better place through law and other things like that, but even through fighting for that and trying to have us have the right to self-determination, I realized that eventually that, you know, to be free people in the physical in a matrix is something that is a task that is not truthfully God's plan. You know what I'm trying to say? Because it was never God's plan for us to be here in the physical in the first place, right?
Mm-hmm.
We had free will, and we partook in the original sin, which is the original sin, exactly. So we fell down here into these bodies. So we're not meant to be here, on Earth building the new homes and looking the flyest and you know what I'm saying. Now, I'm not saying if you do that, that's cool, you know, and that may help you meditate better. You know what I'm trying to say? I don't, you know, if you have better shoes. I don't know if you have maybe if you live in a nice home. You can meditate better in a bigger home. I don't know. You know what I'm trying to say? But the point is that that's not what life's about, you know? And some people, they're on the early stages of the Messiah phase where they're feeling like they gotta be the rebel, you know? They gotta be the sacrificial lamb and say the things that are not being said and do the things that are not being done. And I respect that. But at the same time, if you don't humble yourself completely and go inward, then you run the risk of humbling yourself and looking outside yourself And I think that's what he was doing. I think that's what he's doing, not realizing it. And the whole seeking Donald Trump as someone who could be a positive change for black people or the world in general. What do you think?
That part, it's kind of confusing to me, but at the same time, in some ways, I get what he's trying to do, like you're saying there. But most people are not on a certain level to look at it the way he wants us to look at it.
And what way do you think he wants us to look at it? He's trying to convey.
It's like he wants to look at the whole thing as we are all one, and like,
yeah, we're not all one, but go ahead.
But that's the thing that's what he wants everybody to look at. Yeah, but
he doesn't, here's a principle that while I was watching the video, I realized he doesn't understand, right? That mm-hmm. when we say we're all one, what connects us to that oneness is God in our eternal souls, which are the seed of God. Some people have lost their souls in the pursuit of material gain through the process of white supremacy and colonial, you know, imperialism. Donald Trump is one of those people, right?
And Harvey TMZ guy knows this because he's one of those people too.
I don't know that. I don't know him. I don't really know him because I don't watch that show really. But I'll say that Donald Trump is one of those people. You know what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the point I'm trying to make is that Kanye West is saying we're all one, and you know, and we should love everybody. You know what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
No, you're not supposed to love everybody. What you're supposed to do is learn to know and love yourself. And through knowing and loving yourself, you'll know and love God. When you know and love God, you will recognize God in other people. Right now, Kanye West is not recognizing God or good and evil in other people. Because
no, he's not.
Yeah, because Kanye West talked about good and evil during that interview. And here's what good, and I've explained to you what good and evil is. A lot of people don't understand this. Good is very simple. Good is those who want to see the world ended, right? And who seek the return of the Messiah and the end of this world and the beginning of a new and eternal world, right? And those mm-hmm. who are evil or bad wish to continue the world.
So yes.
To make America great again, is that a continuation of America in the world? I would have to say yes, it is. So Trump is evil, and he does not have the will of our people, which is truthfully to get out of this world. If you're a Hebrew or an Israelite, it's in your innate nature to see this world ended. It's within your innate nature to see this world ended. So Trump mm-hmm. does not have our best interests at heart. Because our best interest is not a better world that he can ever give us. It's a better world that Christ is going to give us, right?
So which it makes no sense meeting with the guy. It makes no sense.
It doesn't. Talking about it. That's the whole point. Kanye West doesn't meditate. Kanye West is on drugs right now to fucking find any little piece of stillness that he has, and even then, that shit wanes. You know what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
He's become uncentered in his drive. To be through finance some type of
fashion.
No, mm-hmm. not fashion. some type of you know, it's not he's beyond that now. He wants to be some kind of Mother Teresa or you know, or a savior complex type thing now going on. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Where he's talking about using the Yeezy brand to be disaster relief. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, disasters happen on Earth. I'm not saying it's not a good thing to help other people, but still, mm-hmm. if your will needs to be truthfully in submission to the will of God and His Son, right?
That's true.
That's what your will needs to be, and Christ does not want to make America great again.
Mm-hmm.
So if your will is not in alignment with that, then you're not serving the will of God fully. Now I understand that he's confused. And he's forgotten God's will.
Yeah,
he's forgotten that God's will was never for us to be in this fucking world. Period.
It just shows you what kind of people he's around. The people that he's surrounded with, he's taken on their views.
The people he's surrounded with are still fucking learning. themselves. You know what I'm trying to say? He's not not around any goddamn spiritually enlightened people. The majority of people on planet Earth, 95% of them are not never around spiritually enlightened people. Ever. So most people never going to be able to hear someone and speak the entire truth. And most people are not enlightened. Enlightenment is a very difficult task. You have to be willing to give your life to even become enlightened. So that's why what we're doing here is so important, because there's a lot of people that don't have a solid spiritual foundation, that are out here with a lot of money, not understanding that money is not going to bring them happiness through creating some type of structures outside themselves in a world that can never be perfect. You know what I'm saying? It can never be perfect. You know, what do you think? We haven't had civilizations before? We've had the greatest civilizations this world's ever known. And guess what? All things rise and fall in the Matrix. All things rise and fall. So at some point, you have to realize that this world itself is the issue, not whether we have better homes in a new 300-acre field or whatever. You know what I'm trying to say? That's the thing. You know, I just recently put that question back up on my Facebook for new members that join. The question is, if you had the opportunity to choose, or the power to choose, what would you create? What would you choose? Egypt 2.0, or to end this world? And if so, why?
Mm-hmm.
And even with a group of empaths and highly sensitive people, probably 90% of them choose Egypt 2.0.
Oh yeah?
Yes. And don't act like you wouldn't choose it too, because I asked you the same fucking question.
No. I thought of it at first. I thought of it because it would be nice to experience something other than this. But then I realized that even that Egypt 2.0 ends in chaos as well.
Exactly.
And then I thought, now this thought to me is, I'm kind of tired of this, all of this.
Thank you. but the point I'm trying to make is there's a certain aspect of black people, because we've been so hurt and because our egos have been shattered, our ego energy has been shattered, that we want to, you know, we want to fucking say Hotep and have this glorious light shine down on us as we're walking around with gold and our head wraps on, you know, with our king and queen and our divine children, with white people, you know, on the streets scrubbing our streets and washing our homes, and you know what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm trying to say? That's in the mind of a lot of these inner city kids that are coming into consciousness, that don't have any spiritual foundation, because they think that, oh man, what the white man's has is fallen. We're gonna rise and we're gonna create the new Egypt 3.0. I'm not saying that we won't have a short period of time where we rule on the planet. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that. But it's not going to be done by people who want to keep the world going. It's going to be done by people who want to see the world ended. It's going to be done by people who are in the process of creating a vibration of love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice in the world. To end the world, not to continue the world. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Exactly. Christ says, I make all things new. Right? A new heaven and a new earth. Right? Mm-hmm. For the old have passed away. So that's if you know, and I think Kanye West forgot that when he forgot that when he put on the Make America Great Again hat.
Right? Yeah,
that's okay. Sometimes we need to be reminded, and so hopefully this you know, if you ever listen to this, or someone could point out to him that this is supposed to be a reminder for people like him who have forgotten and may have you know, may have lost their way a little bit, you know, and that's okay. That's okay. And I think he has good intentions, and I think that, you know, he wants to embrace everybody as his brother, but he doesn't realize that what makes us brother and sister, me and you and others like us, is not our flesh. It's our souls. It's our souls. Which come from an eternal place and seek to return to an eternal place.
Did you notice when they were walking outside on his acre?
Mm-hmm.
He had a couple triggers there when his mom was mentioned,
mm-hmm.
and when his family. This Kardashian family was mentioned.
Okay.
It's like he was speechless. He went quiet. The second one.
What were the questions? Tell me.
Well, Charmaine was saying to him that, you know, that your mom wouldn't approve of Donald Trump. And you could see he got triggered and he went silent.
I don't think he got triggered. He just had to think about it for a second because what he said was true. And what he said was pretty good. He said,
But what he answered was, I know. I understand.
He said,
but
can I have a different opinion than my mom? And that's true. He can.
He can.
I'm not knocking the guy for having a difference in opinion. I'm not knocking him at period. All I'm saying is that he hasn't reached enlightenment yet.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought he did, but I guess he doesn't. He hasn't.
No. A lot. Unfortunately, a lot of Christians, even black Christians, my own stupid ass mother, fucking was, you know, was in kind of in support of Donald Trump too. And I think might have voted for his ass.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, exactly. You know, a lot of Christians are fucking cowards. And they read the Bible and read the Bible, but because they haven't reached enlightenment, they still love the world. They're still involved in politics and they're still all involved in the world. They're still stupid. They're still dumb as shit, you know? Because their egos are to be something better and to see themselves as something better in this world, when this world's an illusion. What's that phrase? To be I'd rather be a bum in heaven than a king on earth. You know what I'm saying? They've forgotten that. You know what I'm saying? They've forgotten that. So
what do you think about the part with when he mentioned his family, his Kardashian family?
What did he say? Because I don't really know the Kardashians that much, to be honest.
No, he just he asked them a question on them because they are basically his environment. They're the people that are around him. Okay. And his answer was basically, I have to go home. He was quiet. And then he said, I have to go home after this. And they laughed.
I
thought that was hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, what he's saying is that the people that he's around maybe are a little bit dysfunctional.
Yeah. But he can't say it. He can't say it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Number one, I gotta mention this. This is a little odd to me, you know. Any time, especially as a man, but even as a woman. Mm-hmm. Anytime a black person dyes their hair blonde, to me,
oh my god!
To me, it kind of almost showed me that as if they're looking for the acceptance of white people.
I feel that same way too. Yeah. I don't like that blonde hair that he has.
Yeah. Now I'm not sure if it just became a trend to do but I know the trend really began with seeking the acceptance and approval of white people. You know.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like one of these little white supremacists. That's no different than a black girl wearing blue contacts or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Change the color of her eyes. It shows that the way God made you wasn't good enough. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And that you're gonna change it to look a little more, have some more appeal to appease an audience that may look another way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. You know, but that to me is little bit of a telling sign there. And I wouldn't judge anybody their soul for doing that. But I would say that, you know, these are little signs. You know what I'm trying to say? Little signs that maybe can allude to a deeper underlying issue of looking to be accepted in the eyes of the general public. You know what I'm saying? And if he's a person that wants to love everybody, and I don't know many white people that outside of our entertainers truly love black people and want to see them have the right to self-determination in this world, right?
Yep, I know.
Yeah, and with that said, us seeking the right to self-determination in the world. Is the process, like I said before, is a process of being Christ-like that is supposed to lead us to enlightenment. Because when you do that and you come up against those barriers and your rights are violated, you're supposed to invoke the will of God within you, to exact those rights, and those rights are really the rights of passage to live freely in this world unmolested and unbound. So when those rights are challenged, you invoke that seed of God within you, and by doing that and facing the opposition, which in this case is white supremacy, that's what's supposed to catapult you into Christhood or into enlightenment. If you take the proper action and you're willing to fight. So white supremacy plays a part in the greater spiritual scheme of things. Mm-hmm. But if you begin to kind of give into it, where you're thinking that these people are supposed to accept you and that you're supposed to love them, it's gonna have a negative effect, because then you stop going inward and seeking God and accepting yourself as a man with a seed of God within you, and your potential comes from that, and begin to seek the approval of the people who are your current overseers, economically, and intellectually, and seek their approval and their help and their guidance. It seemed like in that interview he was talking about that a lot. How in the business world, there's a lot of gatekeepers. Mm-hmm. I mean, all these gatekeepers are white, you know?
Yeah.
And they were treating him essentially, oh, I love your music, but you're basically kind of like a nigger child to us. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to take you seriously. And I'm not going to give you any tools that you can utilize to be like us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They're not fucking stupid. They know that they are a weaker race of people than us, not just genetically but intellectually. The only reason that they have intellectual superiority over us currently is because they have destroyed us previously. I'm trying to say through slavery and other systems of barbarity. You know what I'm saying? And have used that wealth gained from that to prop themselves up, so they would have the psychological advantage of not living on a level of survival,
mm-hmm.
and being able to think about how to create these systems of further control. So it's not like if we were born into the same environment and given the same opportunity and had the same generational wealth, that they would have no chance. So they understand that they understand that they're the weaker race of people, and because of that they band together for survival, right?
Yeah.
So we need to begin to humble ourselves and begin to do the same thing and stop seeking them, you know, and take note of other nations of people who came here with very little and band together to create their own Chinatowns, their own little Italies, and you know,
mm-hmm.
look at the Jews, for example. You know, they were small nations of people that were in the ghettos themselves at one point. But the thing is that black people have so many demons that when they're ever presented with leadership, that they rather for the most part just seek the white man instead, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's easier. They don't black people have a hard time looking into in terms of the long term. Now, with Kanye West, I don't think he's one of those black people, because I think that he was looking for the long term in terms of his business venture, in terms of wanting to have his own factories and things like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I applaud him for that and for looking to actually create generational wealth, you know, in terms of what he's doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Only thing I'll say is that he's gonna have to, and everybody, not just him, but every single human being in the world is going to have to merge business with a true spiritual calling centered in God and his son. You know what I say?
Mm-hmm.
And it's Kanye West with the goddamn song Jesus Walks, not fucking Trump. Yeah. Walks, not Trump walks, right? He didn't write the fucking song. Trump's inaugurational speech or Trump's inaugurational walk or dance. You know what I say? He wrote the song Jesus Walks. So if Kanye West's plan of his business venture is not in alignment with the plan of God and his son, then it's going to knock him off his fucking kilter. I'm trying to say, and that's what it's doing, because it's our souls are in control of our bodies. You know what I'm trying to say? If you have a soul, mm-hmm. your soul is putting your body in certain predicaments because you're not listening. Kanye West's ego was not listening to his fucking soul, and that's why he had a mental breakdown. Now his soul is still connected to my soul, right? His soul is still connected to your soul. Your soul is connected to my soul, and vice versa. My soul is connected to your soul, right? So all of our souls that connect us, we are all connected to the Godhead, which is Christ, right? Mm-hmm. Who is on earth now. And if we're not listening to the Godhead and doing what the fuck we're supposed to do and making sure that whatever we do is in alignment with what his plan is, then we're going to fucking just not find peace. Because peace does not come from us as individuals. Peace comes from justice. And who brings justice in this world? Kanye West? Donald Trump? Christ. Mm-hmm. Christ is the one who's supposed to bring justice to the world. So if you want peace, then there has to be justice. And Christ is bringing that. So if your plans as a black man, as a man of God, as a man who has a soul, are not in alignment with that, then you're going to be off your rocker in some way, form, or fashion. You know? So we need to stop looking at the white man as if he's our God. You know? And that's when he's saying we need to love everybody. That's what I'm thinking he's saying, really. You know what I'm saying?
Because he dodged Charmaine's question on why do you need white approval so much. I didn't really like his answer to that.
I don't remember his answer, to be honest.
Because it wasn't even an answer. He kind of danced around and danced away from it.
I'll just speak from what I feel. Like if money wasn't involved, right? If he didn't think that money was a key to the salvation of our people, right? Mm-hmm. And it is not really to a degree. I'll say it is a salvation to our people's flesh, mm-hmm. right? It may be temporarily to our people's spirits, but it won't be to our souls. You know what I'm trying to say? Meaning there's black people right now that live in $1 million homes. You know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. There's black people that live, you know, in squalor, you know. Some people that live in what we might consider squalor might be closer to God and more at peace than the people that live in $1 million home.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not necessarily going to matter whether we had the flyest shit. You know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. Because this world's an illusion. So the whole point is for us to illumine our souls and find God in our life and understand his son's plan to get us the fuck out of here. You know, that's not going to be done by no amount of money or no amount of financial resources. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, these people are making themselves crazy. Unfortunately, they're making themselves crazy, man, because they're having a hard time fully humbling themselves to God's plan. It's not easy. Letting go of your ego is the hardest thing. And I think Bobby Hemmett said one time in his lecture, he said, survival is the ultimate religion. It's a great lecture that's called Survival is the Ultimate Religion. It's one of my favorite lectures. It's actually my mantra. You know, people talk about mantras. That's my mantra. I watched that video over 30 times.
Yeah.
And it's true. Survival is the first law of these matrix bodies. These bodies want to stay alive. And to do that, they will begin to forget the hard truths and the hard cold truths that our souls are entrapped by these bodies. Mm-hmm. And these bodies are the product of the original sin. And that we're supposed to be getting the hell up out this bitch. You know what I say? Not finding new ways to look fly in it, not finding new ways to
design Yeezys.
Design Yeezys or design fucking architecture for homes for to put the Yeezys in our bodies in.
I know. That's
really hard for black people. That's really hard for black people because I see a lot of black people that they're hell bent on, you know. I'm not saying you shouldn't make finance. You know what I'm trying to say? I'm not saying you shouldn't have finance and you know, put be able to put food in your mouth. If your vessel's in this world to create your restlessness, your vessel needs to be in this world to keep your soul in the world. You know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. Your soul needs a vessel, but that doesn't mean that, you know, you don't think that you have to be the damn savior of all the other vessels in the world.
True.
You know what I'm trying to say? Now, if that's your purpose, then know your purpose, but humbly understand that the end goal is something that is going to come through Christ. That's not something you can do as an individual. You know what I'm trying to say? It's when you begin to put all that pressure on yourself, right? Mm-hmm. To become the damn next rapper president, you know, black savior. That you're going to put a burden on yourself that you cannot bear, you know. Mm-hmm. And because of that, you're going to be seeking power outside yourself because you haven't found it within. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much it.
And he spoke on HSPs a couple times. He mentioned HSPs in the mm-hmm. industry, and HSPs going through hell in the hospitals and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And that really touched me when he spoke about the creatives, like us creatives,
yeah,
sensitive people. What did you think of that?
Highly sexy people, I have to say. HSP is highly sexy people. That's what it stands for, right? No, all right, maybe. Never mind. Maybe just for me. Okay. What do I think about that? I'm glad they touched on it, and you know, Amani?
Yeah.
What is that noise?
Oh, sorry.
What the fuck?
Sorry.
What was that?
No, don't worry about it. I was responding to a text.
Oh, is that a vibration?
And I forgot. Yeah.
Okay, whatever you do when you're speaking, don't text.
I won't.
Fucking hell. Or at least turn the vibration off. Is that a vibration you have on there?
Yeah. Well, how did it sound?
Sound like a fucking duck farting is what it sounds like.
Oh, sorry. Okay, sorry, because yeah. I can't hear it.
You gotta turn vibration off. You know how to do that? We'll do it later on.
Yeah.
All right. She was driving me crazy. All right. So yeah, so Kanye West spoke on HSPs, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Word? All right, you done texting here or what?
I'm done. I was just getting back to my screen.
All right.
Yeah, he spoke on HSPs. The first time I heard him speak on it, he was talking about artists, and that was crazy how he explained like a bunch of HSPs at a Grammy or Oscar or whatever award show and the bullshit.
All dressed up in tuxes and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like they care. And yeah.
I hope other artists really listened to that, because a lot of them are just that, stuck in a web of foolishness. So yeah. I said, wow, that is good. Yeah, speak on it.
Yeah, I appreciate that too. Yeah, go ahead.
And then the part where he was talking about being in the hospital, that really touched me, because when I heard that he was being taken away and how he was saying they're trying to kill me being an empath, I took that on and I was feeling what he was experiencing. And for him to verbally explain it, I already knew he was going through that. I already knew what he was feeling and all the fears and all that stuff. So for him to talk about that whole thing about being in HSP and then being taken away like that and put in an elevator, no one, and being surrounded by people that could basically take you out.
Yeah.
And he kept talking about being an assimilation, like everything being assimilation. I look at things like that too. So I was like, wow, like, I'm surprised he spoke on that and the medications and all that stuff, because I knew that when that time when he had the breakthrough, as he calls it,
mm-hmm.
I knew that was, I could just imagine what he was going through.
He didn't have the damn breakthrough just yet. He's still breaking through, but I'll just, I'm going to,
he's still breaking through.
Yeah. But go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he, yeah, that part really stood out to me because I felt, I understand like being in the hospital and being surrounded by people that are like, you can't trust. And then having like the one Black lady that you feel connected to, like he's talking about the tribe.
Mm-hmm.
Like I had one Black lady there that I felt that I could actually trust. When she would come around, I would feel, I feel safer that she was there.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody else, like you have to, you don't even know. You don't know the agenda because you know that this place ain't safe. It's not a safe place to be.
Yeah, correct.
And
yeah.
Then for him being Kanye West, it's worse. You know?
Yeah.
Much less an everyday person, sensitive and
yeah,
being in the hospital. And knowing what they know about the world and about what's possible and evil.
Yeah, and the fact that they have such a large platform to speak about it, yeah.
Yeah, so when he said that, oh, God, that touched me.
No, I understand. I appreciated that, too. And I'm sure a lot of people that have, like us, that think like we think and certainly had those thoughts. And I think with him, there's a part of him that wants to be beyond race, you know?
I know.
But no, we're not beyond race. We're not beyond race because we're not beyond truth. He's not beyond truth himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
for him to mention tribe.
Yeah, but I'm saying
that, I was like, okay.
Yeah, but even as he mentioned the word tribe, he still wants to be beyond race.
I know, which is it's I don't know.
Listen. Listen. You cannot be beyond race without being beyond truth. And our country and our world is not in alignment with truth currently.
Mm-hmm.
I want to switch gears right now and talk about Kanye West's interview with TMZ. I think Kanye West talked about slavery was a choice. Foreign slavery was a choice. Did you read that?
Mm-hmm.
Part of me understands what he's talking about. What he's talking about is the fact that we are mentally enslaved as a people. You know what I'm trying to say?
We keep this thing going on.
Exactly. Going. Because we're a race of cowards. We don't want to admit that.
Some people won't like to hear what he says, but
yeah,
I understand.
I understand exactly what he's saying. Because it is a choice. You don't have to be enslaved. You could have fought. You know what I'm trying to say? You could have fought. You let fear be your new God. You let fear be your new God. And love, you put that in the back burner. In truth, in freedom, you put it in the back burner. You could have died. Mm-hmm. How could you be enslaved? We all had tools. You could have killed yourselves. You could have killed your children if you need to. I've seen slave movies and I've heard real accounts of mothers mm-hmm. taking their children and fucking killing them and drowning them. And that's what they should have done. And that's what they should have done. And that's what they should have done. Rather than let their fucking beautiful, beautiful hearted children get fucked and raped every day of their life by some fucking cracker. Get fucking raped by some cracker every day of their life. It's better to fucking have a swift death as an infant than to live as a sexually abused, exploited woman in a white supremacist matrix. Correct? So we don't know what love is as a people, because our love is the kind of love that wants to survive in the world. Our love is not in alignment with truth and God's truth, that this world's not our home. So we're easily confused and we're easily led astray. And it's hard to be strong. It's easier to be weak. And unfortunately, the strong men that did die and did give their life, those men were made examples of to keep our women fear-based.
Mm-hmm.
So the men, Nat Turners, had their freaking, after they were beaten and hung and bodies ripped open and used for freaking tire, for glue, you know what I'm trying to say? Those people's souls entered the kingdom of heaven. And probably never had to come back down here. You know what I'm trying to say? But the women that were left behind in the Matrix saw that as, oh shit, well, we better not make sure our sons don't do that shit again. Because look what happened to him. Look what happened to us for doing that. You know what I'm trying to say? And so we began to police our own children and make them better humans and better cogs in this demiurge Matrix. So the thing is that our value system is completely turned upside down in this world, where fear is now the main driving force, and survival is the main driving force and God is put second. You know, so we just got to get back to that. We got to get back to ourselves. We got to get back to God. And I think we're doing it. I think a lot of people that are in the process of doing it need guidance. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but you know, whatever little bit of knowledge I do have, you know, I hope I can help convey that to others.